morning, Mount Hebron. I stand before you with announcements. The youth will have choir rehearsal immediately following morning service, so we're asking for the cooperation of the parents and youth immediately following today's service. The youth will be singing and in charge of the praise service for next Sunday, so we ask that you stay and prepare for this. On Monday the 26th, there's trustee meeting. And AFC, there's no rehearsal this Thursday, but the following Thursday will be a rehearsal for preparation for the first Sunday. Our daily devotions are before you. The topics have been under the category of the benefits of godly living. So if you want to know the benefits of living for Christ, then you may do so by giving your email address to Pastor Keith. Mount Hebron is on the prayer line every Wednesday morning beginning at 6 a.m. And every day, every hour, there's a reason for us to be talking to the Lord. So join us for intercessory prayer on Wednesday at 6. The dial-in number is 712-770-4856. With an access code of 690568#. We had a senior appreciation dinner last night. On Friday night at the Harvest Restaurant in Forest Park. And we had about 25 people in attendance. So we hope that the seniors enjoyed themselves on their annual outing. And we appreciate those that helped to serve them. Also, our Chicago Air and Water Show was yesterday. And again, for those who came out to help, we want to thank you for your cooperation in that. We have an outreach ministry coming up this Saturday. Today was the deadline to bring in your school supplies. Today was the deadline. When I came in, that box was empty. So I'm assuming that those of you who did not bring anything will include a donation in your envelope today, and the women's ministry team will complete the shopping this week. So at this point, we're looking for cash donations today. And mark your offering envelope, school supplies, and we will complete the shopping this week. We're asking all volunteers to be here at 9:30 on Saturday. At 9:30, we're packing the backpacks before the event at 11. We haven't decided yet whether we're going to set a couple of tables and chairs outside and meet our guests outside to draw more attention, or whether we'll be inside. I guess it depends on the weather. Now, since the women ministry is hosting this, we're going to need some men here. Whenever we deal with the outside public, we need some men here to help. And you can be involved in every aspect, but the key aspect is to provide a little security for the women, because we don't know who our guests may be. They may be male, female, troublesome youth. We don't know, but men's presence will discourage things that could go wrong if we have some men present. Now, I'm not just talking about one. Let some men come out. It's only a two-hour event, and we ask you to come out to be with us this Saturday. Again, all volunteers are needed at 9:30. We're packing from 9:30 to 11, plus getting set up on the parking lot with a couple of tables if we need to, or to set up a couple of tables downstairs to be prepared. Mount Hebron Youth, if you're interested in getting backpack and school supplies, they're available to you from 10 to 11. After 11 o'clock, they're all going to be given away to our guests that may show up on Saturday. So youth, be here between 10 or 11, or send someone to pick up your items. Volunteers, 9:30. I need a couple of ladies after church to go inventory what we have so we'll know what we need to purchase. So some of you that's not related to the not working on the rehearsal. It won't take that long because we don't have that much to count up what we have so that we can get the shopping completed this week. Thank you. We have five ways to give. You can pay through PushPay, through our website, or on our app. You may bring your offerings in as we've always done, or you may send your offering through the mail. Our app is free and can be downloaded from Google Play or iTunes. It's Mount MT Hebron, BAPT at CH, which is abbreviation for Chicago. So if you don't have our app, please do so. We try to keep something new and fresh on Instagram every week, even if it's just an inspirational saying. And we try to put our events on there as well. We're in need of pop to replenish a pop machine. Proceeds go towards supporting our scholarship ministry. If you would like to receive emails from your church, you may do so by providing your email address to our church clerk, Georgette Bennett. With that, we hope that you govern yourselves accordingly. I do see one visitor. Would you like to stand and say hello and give us your name? She was with us at the retreat. She was with us Friday night, and she was with us yesterday at the air show. Good morning. Well, we're glad to have you, and we welcome you. We do realize that with all the churches in the Chicagoland area that you could have gone anywhere else. We consider it a blessing and a privilege that you decided to choose our house of worship this morning. And if you don't have a church home, don't look any further because you have the right one
right here.
Okay, there is a change to our choir rehearsal. Yes. Okay, so there you have it. No rehearsal after church today. Saturday, they will rehearse between 11 and 1, or thereabouts. Thank you so much.
Sister Keith mentioned that we had a seniors' dinner on Friday evening. Well, I know they couldn't have gotten all this together without her help. So I would like, on behalf of our seniors, to thank Sister Keith, our pastor, and the deacons for having this dinner for us. It's very much appreciated. We enjoyed ourselves, fellowshipping and everything, and just want them to know we do and did appreciate this.
Isn't technology wonderful?
Yeah.
Good morning. The man that you're looking at is Lloyd L. Keith. He was elected to become the pastor of Mount Hebron Baptist Church 19 years ago. Well, we've discovered that he's guilty of teaching Sunday school and Bible class, along with other events that enrich the congregation. We also hear that he has this notion that we're living eternity right here on earth and that we're just waiting to change clothes. What? Well, his accomplice, Carolyn V. Keith, she's been known for gathering together groups of people for fun, fellowship, relaxation, and continual learning about godly living. Well, we've also learned that Satan and his followers are regrouping and continue to use tactics that keep the body of Christ entrapped and off course. Well, some of them even have the nerve to look like sheep. But all the while, they are really ravenous wolves. Well, Lloyd L. Keith, God has chosen you for his mission. You are a member of his impossible mission force. But more accurately, you are part of his possible mission force and have been drafted into the unique mission of God and to be God's agent of reconciliation. Now, if any of you or your PMF team get taken off course by the enemy, you must immediately use your most powerful weapon, the Holy Spirit, to get you back on course. As you continue to carry out your mission, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And keep in mind, with God, all things are possible. Amen? All right. So we're getting ready to kick off this 19th year pastoral anniversary with the pastor and his accomplice, Carolyn V. You know, I'm always excited this time of year because we have to honor the man and woman of God. It is required that we honor them. Yeah, you can talk about, yeah, well, we pay them a salary. Oh, well, okay, that's a whole nother issue. But we need to sacrifice and show them that we love them. Amen? Okay, so on the second Sunday, as our norm of September, we're having Liberty. We're going to have our fellowship dinner with them. And then on the fourth Sunday, now this is a change. Usually we have it the second and the third. On the fourth Sunday, we're going to climax with a morning service and a reception. Amen? Amen. We're asking for a love offering of $50 per person. Amen. Now, if you kind of start now, $5 maybe or $10 a week, you can have your $50 paid. Amen. If you want to pay more than that, the Lord has blessed you with some more money. Yeah, what it, you know, bless them as well as you can. Amen. But if you don't, your presence and your prayers are always welcome. Amen? Amen. More to come on the mission next Sunday.
Amen. We want to thank Deacon Walker and Sister Keith for those announcements, and we ask that you each govern yourselves accordingly. And at this time, we ask that you would stand to your feet and join us in our congregational hymn, hymn number 391, I Will Trust in the Lord.
That's a much better introduction to what we're about to get into. That's a much better introduction to giving the Lord our praise. There's something about the praise of the saints. There's something about them when God's people decide to give God what God is due. There's something about it when you open up your mouth and give God what God is due. Somebody needs to tell my Lord and Savior, thank you for your gift. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for all that you've done for me. And it's not because I've been good. It's not because I've been holy. It's only because he decided to grant me a little grace and a little mercy. Just a little grace and a little mercy. Somebody needs to know that God is giving you more than you can ask for, giving you more than you deserve. Somebody needs to know that God has been better to you than you could have been to yourself. Somebody needs to wave your hands and shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me.
Bless you. Yes, yes, yes. We are. We're definitely glad
to be in His service. One more time.
To be in His service one more time. Amen. Amen. We truly thank and bless God on today. I'm not sure what was happening here, but when we was driving in, it was dark, a little lightning, and the rain was coming down, and we were debating in the car as to how service was going to go. So we're glad y'all in the service. One more time. Amen. 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 And we was talking about, you know, we knew that we have some issues downstairs because of what happens on the ramp. And then it was like, man, I said, I don't have an umbrella. And I said, then we got to wade in all that water. And my wife threw out the great suggestion. Put on the boots that you go into the pool with. And I went like, yes, ma'am. And so we were able to do what we had to do. So we thank God for that suggestion. So it was no problem walking back there and getting that done. Amen? All right. And all those that helped this morning, bless you. We truly appreciate you again. Truly appreciate you coming in and with the mind of helping the work. Amen. You already heard about the senior dinner. We want to thank everyone that came and participated. We thank our seniors for participating. We had a good time. We liked the venue, I think. Was that place okay? It was okay? All right, so we'll put it back on spot next year. Is that good? And the same time, right? Here's how the time worked out. When we're ready to leave, that you know, normally they sell, you know, you come in by the pound or whatever, but because of the food that was left, they gave us to-go trays and said, go back and take what you want. And it was like, okay. And so we went back and was blessed with to-go trays. And so, yes, yes, amen, amen. Amen. I'm not going to say somebody had to take the food out of their purse and put it in a tray. We won't mention that. Bless the Lord. Next Saturday, you heard the school supplies. God, please be here. And those men that can and any youth that can, well, the youth supposed to be here because of rehearsal. But please come out and assist us. 9:30. 9:30, and again, charity starts, so we want to pass out the book bags to ours first, but you have to be here during that timeline, amen, and then we'll start with the giveaway to the community. All right, God bless you. The quick note, we received information this week, and we were able to do it. We went to finally be able to visit Sister Helen Withers. Withers is the name. We formerly knew as Jackson, but Withers now. And we were able to visit with her. My wife and I went out to visit with her. For us, it was a blessing, and we believe she was in position to try to recognize us. But we ask you to keep her in your prayers. Amen. Amen. Keep her in your prayers. And for those who want to go visit, contact us. We'll be sure to give you the location and the information. We're not going to post it in our bulletin. We were asked not to, and we are going to heed to the request of the family. Amen. Amen. But let us know. She can receive visitors. Amen. So please contact us. We'll give you that information, and you're more than welcome. And please do. We want pray that God blesses her with health where she's in position to specifically return back to church, but health to get back healthy again. Amen? Amen? So keep her in your prayers. All right. Thank God for that. We are going to continue in our service and ask. Oh, well, before we do that, we do have a visitor. And Tiara, God bless you. You stood earlier, but we want you to know that if you don't have a church home,
don't look any further.
And why is that?
We
got the right one right here, and we're going to ask you, if you keep coming to church, we will probably, what will happen is you'll join and become part of the family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless. Okay. What time is it?
Time.
What time is it?
Time.
And why do we call it smiling time?
Lord loves a cheerful giver.
You already heard of the opportunities to give. And so we pray that you take heed in one of those five opportunities. And so we ask you now to get your gifts together as we move in our service of prayer. I'm going to do this online. We did have a little internet problem earlier. Hopefully we still don't. But it looks like we might. So if we still do, then I'll have to do this the old-fashioned way. Amen. Even though I come around, we'll do it that way. So we ask you to get your gifts together as we go to God in prayer. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, we give you glory, honor, and praise continually and always thanking you for your blessings. And as such, Heavenly Father, as we come to the period in our service for giving, we ask a special blessing on the hands that are up who now and understand move into the giving of their tithes and their offering obediently and cheerfully.
We pray for those hands, Heavenly Father. May you continue to bless them. But there are hands that may not be up right now, Heavenly Father, due to a lack of substance, but understanding. We pray you move into their lives in a tangible way so they too can join us in the spirit of giving on a subsequent Sunday. We also pray for those responsible for the disbursement of those gifts. We pray, Heavenly Father, they do it according to your work, your will, and your way. This is our prayer we submit right now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Let the saints of God say, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. We now ask for officers and ushers to come as we move into our service of giving.
Heavenly Father, we come again just thanking you for all your wonderful blessings, Lord. And we thank you at this time for all that was able to give. And Lord, we ask that this money be used for your purpose, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
It's prayer time. We ask that each of you approach, come to the altar, bring your cares, your concerns, your issues, your thanksgiving, your intercessory requests. Bring them all to the altar. I'm going to ask you to bring them to the altar and leave them there. When you bring your request to God, don't carry it back to your seat. When you ask God to do something for you, leave it in God's hands. Let God do what God does in God's time. God knows better than we do. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning humbly, asking you, Father God, to forgive us of all of our sins, sins of thought, sins of words, sins of deeds. Father God, you've told us in your word that if we confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So right now, Lord God, we admit that we've said some things and we've done some things and been some places and that were outside of your will, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would forgive us for these our misdoings. We thank you, Lord God, for the cleansing of our confession. Right now, Lord God, we want to thank you for every family that's here represented. We want to thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to stand here, Lord God, and give you what you're due. We want to thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to wake this morning, clothed in our right minds. We want to thank you, Lord God, for the hedge of protection that you put around us and our families. We want to thank you, Lord God, for the houses that we left and the vehicles that we've driven and the meals that we've eaten. We want to thank you, Lord God, just for the activity of our limbs. We want to thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for us. Father God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for all of your gifts and blessings toward us. Father God, now right in Jesus' name, we're going to ask that you would touch those who are sick and shut in right now, Father God. Those who would have chosen to be here this morning, but for sickness or illness of body, they are not here this morning. We ask in Jesus' name for a healing for them, Lord God. We heard of Sister Heaven Withers this morning. We're going to ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus to touch right now. To give her the strength, Lord God, to return to this place and worship and praise your name. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you will do for her. Father God, in Jesus' name, we're asking for a special hedge of protection over our children. Father God, they go out into a dark world daily, Lord God, and sometimes just don't know the dangers that they face. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're going to ask that you would just cover them, Father God. Keep them, Father God, in your hands, Lord God. Allow them to go and do as they please, but keep them covered, Lord God. Keep them in your care, Lord God. And as they follow you, Lord God, we ask for you to bless them. Father God, we're asking for a special blessing over our parents this morning. Lord God, you know the struggles that they've been through. You know the things that they've done. You know, Lord God, all that they have done for us. We appreciate our parents this day, Lord God, and we ask you just to bless them, Lord God. Father God, give them whatever they stand in need of right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we're going to ask for a special blessing over our families, our spouses, our brothers and our sisters, our aunts, uncles, our nieces, nephews, our cousins, our father. We ask you to just bless the family. You created it, Lord God, and we ask in Jesus' name that you would bless it right now. Father God, we're going to ask that you would bless those who are still in bereavement this morning, Lord God. those who still are feeling the sting of the loss of their loved one. Lord God, in Jesus' name, only you can provide the peace that they desire. We ask you right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, to give them a measure of peace. Allow them to keep moving forward, Lord God. Touch them and give them what they need. Father God, it's in Jesus' name that we're going to ask that you would touch the finances of this place and of each individual here represented, Lord God. We ask you in Jesus' name, Lord God, to continue to allow us to do what's necessary, Father God, to keep meat in your storehouse. But, Father God, we ask that you would allow us to be good stewards over the things that you've given us, Father God. And we allow you, ask you, Father God, to, as we sow the seeds into your kingdom, Father God, that you would press it down, shake it together, and allow it to run over in our lives. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just ask that you would touch the hearts and minds of men that are here this morning, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you would just allow us to let our light so shine before men that they see our good works and glorify you, our Father, which is in heaven. Not just inside these walls, Lord God. We ask that you would allow our light to shine in the world that's dark, in our places of employment, in our homes, Lord God, in our jobs, Lord God, on the street, in the traffic, Father God. We ask that you would allow us to be the children of God that you have called us to be. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father God, we ask you that you would allow each one of us to reach one, Lord God, that these pews may be filled, Lord God, that the Spirit of the Lord would fill this place, Lord God, that we would just be lit up with the Spirit of God like tongues of fire lit on our heads, Lord God, that the doors of this church would burst wide open and the Spirit of the Lord would rush in here like a rushing mighty wind. We ask you, Lord God, that your train fill this temple, Lord God. We ask you in Jesus' name, Lord God, you don't let us leave this place the same way that we came, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you allow us to leave our burdens here, to let our burdens reside with you, that you may take care of them, Lord God. Father God, we would be remiss if we stood here this morning and didn't thank you for the blood of my Savior, Jesus Christ, that was shed for us on Calvary's cross for our redemption. We thank you, Lord God, for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he will do. We thank you, Lord God, that he decided to die. We thank you, Lord God, that he did die. But we thank you most of all, Lord God, that on that third day, that he arose from the dead with all power in his hand, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. He told us in your word, Lord God, that power is our power. I submit in Jesus' name, Lord God, that we walk together in the power of God with the Spirit of the Lord resting upon us, Lord God, that the world might see what you're doing for us, Lord God, that the world might follow us to Jesus Christ. Let us not, Lord, get any glory, Lord God. Let us not get any praise, Lord God. May it all go to you, Lord God, for all that you do for us. Father God, we want to thank you for this opportunity. We want to thank you for being here this day. And we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow us to continue this worship service in spirit and in truth. And Father God, if you allow us to wake on the morning, we ask that you would allow us not to sin nor err against thee. This is our prayer. We submit it in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and for his sake, let every heart say amen, amen, amen. Hug somebody and tell them Jesus is the way.
rest of my life I will serve the Lord. I shall not stray from Jesus' love, even though Satan tempts my soul. I am determined. I'm gonna walk and talk and reach my goal. I tell you, made up my mind, and I'm going all the way through. Wanna thank you, Jesus, for fixing it for me. Now I know what I've got to do, and for the rest of my life, I'm going to serve the Lord forever, forever, forevermore. For the rest of my life, I will serve the Lord. I shall not stray from Jesus' love, even though Satan shifts my soul. I am determined. Yes, I'm going to walk.
Let the church say amen. Let's say amen again. This is one of those Sundays where sort of been pressed to kind of come off topic. And so I'm going to come off topic in terms of the series that we've been working on. It has this genesis in choir rehearsal. On the way home, Carolyn was letting me know that the choir was changing one of their songs because I had mentioned that the theology in that song wasn't right. I can't remember the name of the song. Y'all going to have to help me out. If you, what? A City Called Heaven, and then I'm Trying to Get There or something. I'm Trying to Make It Home. That's what it was. I was trying to make it home. And I was saying, trying to make heaven my home, trying to make heaven my home. Right. And so we were sort of discussing that a little bit. And that's been a thought. And some don't kind of like when you change an old song that you've been singing for years and all of a sudden you want to change it and may not understand the significance behind it, okay? And so that's kind of where we are today. So, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. If you have your Bibles, then I would like for you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Second Corinthians chapter 6. And for those that can stand for the reading of God's word, we would ask you to do that. But 2 Corinthians, if you need a second, say, give me a second. I heard to give me a second. Okay, we'll give you a second. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Chapter 6, yes. I'll give you that in a second. I want us all to be up and looking at it. Why can't we be in our Bibles? Maybe this message will help with that. Maybe this message will help with that. Verse 17. And read it yourself. Everybody finish reading it? Chapter 6, verse 17. Read it for yourself. Just the one verse. Verse 17. King James Version says, "Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." You may be seated. A subject is going to be Ecclesia. Marvin, put up that one slide that shows Ecclesia.
Thank you. We've been preaching this series, and we always put this slide up where church means, and the definition of it from the Greek, the word ecclesia, and it talks about coming out from among them, being different, and we're supposed to be different in here, called out, right? We've been preaching at that, and we start there. We don't linger on it, but I want us to stay here today. And I kind of want to do it like this. It says, come out from among them and be ye separate. How do you determine that you're separate or different from somebody else? For those of us who are of African-American lineage, we have different pigmentation. So we are different from others in that respect. Some of us are of the light skin. Others of us are darker skin. And we have that spectrum in between. However, the color can show or be a distinction of difference. Everybody okay there? But I don't want to use that. I just want to look at examples of being different. Now, for those of us who have declared ourselves as a Christian, say amen. Okay. Let's suppose. And I want each of you to use your own imagination. Your own imagination. And this will work for whoever you are and how your imagination works. But when you and I accepted Christ, we received car keys. God gave us Holy Ghost car keys. You accepted Christ, and during that acceptance, and Christ accepted you, you received some Holy Ghost car keys. And it was to a Christian car. And it could be any car, however you want to imagine it to be. Any car, your car keys from Christ would fit that car. However, the distinction is this. Anybody, whoever saw you driving that car, would know you're a Christian. Don't care what kind of car it is. You picked it. It's in your imagination. Whatever that car is, but you know that wherever you went in that car, and anybody that saw you in that car, they knew you are claiming to be a Christian because you got car keys to that Christian car from Jesus. So everywhere you went, they look, there go a Christian. And after you accepted Christ and you came out of your Christian car, you were in wardrobe. And it doesn't matter what the wardrobe is. It don't matter what you're wearing. Does not matter. However, everybody that see you would know you have on Christian attire. No matter where you go, they would look at you and see your attire, and they would say, there goes a person who says they're Christian. How many of y'all said y'all accepted Christ? How many of y'all did it at an early age? Okay. Buckle the seatbelt. And you drove your Christian car to work, those who are still working. And you got out of your Christian car and you went into your Christian job and you ran into somebody that just ticked you off. Now remember, you're wearing Christian clothes. And after they ticked you off, while you were in your Christian clothes, what did you say? What did you say? I think about it. Oh, you know, some don't. What did you say while you were wearing your Christian clothes? Work is over. You get back in your Christian car and you're driving down the street and somebody just cut you off. In your Christian car. Oh, be careful, but don't say I'm still a Christian. Be careful. Let's be careful. Be careful. That's what this message is about. And they just cut you off. A couple days ago, my wife asked me, was that road rage? She asked me that. And I told her, no, I was just expressing what the guy did. I didn't go chasing. I just expressed what he did in my Christian car, in my Christian clothes. Now, here it is, Sunday morning. And let's say your Christian car is not in the garage and it's on the driveway. And everybody on your block know it's Sunday morning, but they don't have a Christian car. So they ain't worried about that Christian car driving to a Christian church for Christian worship on a Sunday morning. But they see your Christian car still parked in the driveway. And yeah, it's raining, but it's your Christian God's rain. And you're still able to get in your Christian car and drive to work or to church, but your Christian car is still in the driveway. Be ye, y'all didn't close the Bible, I hope. What did the verse say? And what? And be separate. All right, stay there. Saith the Lord. Now, here we are. We're Christians. And we've decided to come to worship today. And in our worship today, we should be focused on entering into his gates with and but some might come in here in their Christian clothes, worried about somebody else's Christian clothes. I don't like the way you dress. I don't like what you got on. Now, I'm a Christian, but now I'm judging you, and where's my Christian focus right now? Did I enter into his? Am I blessing his name? No, I'm concerned now about your I need you to go one more scripture. Go to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Y'all at Galatians? Somebody say, give me a minute. I'm going to ask you to read it, so you need to find a Bible and get there on your own. This is you read your own verse. Read your own verse. Galatians chapter 6. Y'all got 6? Let's go again to verse number 17. Galatians chapter 6, verse 17, and read it yourself. Read your verse. Read your verse. Just that one. Read your verse. Why y'all waiting on somebody else? Read it again. Because somebody else is still trying to get there. I'll let y'all know when I think everybody done read it. What's your verse say? No, I'm talking to somebody specifically, really. Somebody didn't turn to it. They're waiting on me to tell them. No, this is your verse. This is my verse. What it say? Somebody read it. All right. Now I ask you this question. I ask me this question. Where's your mark? Where's your mark? You see, when I gave the analogy of the car and the keys and the clothes, and I put that analogy out there in this message, it was done for a specific reason. You and I have to understand something. We sit Sunday after Sunday. We come to church when we show up, and we claim to be a child of God through Christ. That's our claim. But the question truly is, and what God wants you and I to be able to answer today, this is us now. If I gave you a car and keys, Jesus is saying, that would declare you're a Christian in front of the world. If I put you in attire that would declare to the world that you are now calling yourself a Christian and a child of God through Christ, would you truly be my representative? Would you truly be? Was you my representative Monday? Go back in your Monday. I'm going back in mine. Was you my representative Monday? When you woke up early Monday morning, did you at least say thanks? Did you at least acknowledge that I'm around? Come on now. Did you at least say, bless the Lord for a brand new day? Did you thank me, Christ is asking, for opening your eyes to see another day? Yet, you're going to get up and put on some Christian clothes. And when you did and got in your Christian car, did you represent me Monday as a Christian, going to work, going to school, wherever you went? Did you represent me as a Christian? And here's the thing. Only you can answer this like I can only answer it for me. If I didn't, why not? What did I do that didn't represent him Monday? Oh, you could jump to Tuesday. You could jump to Wednesday. Oh, wait a minute. Before we jump to Tuesday, Let's go to Monday night. Did we represent him Monday night? Did we bless his name before we got into bed? Or once we got into bed, bless his name? Did we thank him for yet again another day? Now it's Tuesday. Now it's Wednesday. Now it's Thursday. Now it's Friday. Now it's Saturday. And here we are on Sunday morning. So what did we do? Did anybody go, I can't use his keys right now? Anybody this week? Come on, you answer this. Anybody this week said, well, what I'm about to do, I can't use my Christian car. Oh, come on. Oh, we're all saint and sanctified this week. That's what we're saying. We couldn't use his car this week. What about our clothes? When we put on our Christian clothes this week, did we do anything in our Christian clothes that didn't represent him this past week? Or did we move to a situation where we knew, no, I'm going to have to keep my Christian suit in the car, or I'm going to have to keep a change of attire in the car because I'm fixing to go into a situation where I can't wear my Christian clothes? So you run to the car and you pull out your non-Christian clothes and run in, make a quick change out of your non-Christian clothes and go do your non-Christian thing. Anybody? Oh. Yeah.
And that's why this hit me after Thursday. It's because the bottom line to all of this is Christ saying, when I gave you the car keys, I was giving you eternity with me. And I didn't charge you for it. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't buy it. You didn't have to do nothing. I gave you the Christian car keys. I gave you the Christian car. I gave you the Christian attire. And you said it today. I said it today. You accepted my keys. You accepted my car. You accepted my Christian attire. You accepted that. I accepted that. And now he's asking you and me, where is your mark? Have you truly separated yourself and come out from among them? And the coming out from among them and the mark signifies you and I driving the Christian car. It signifies you and I wearing the Christian clothes. It signifies you and I accepting the Christian car keys. It signifies the fact that now you don't have to work to make heaven your home. Heaven is yours because you have accepted my car keys. You have accepted my car. You have accepted my clothes. Heaven is yours. But what have I asked of you? Separate. I just asked you to do me. But yet and still, we choose to take off the clothes every now and then. We choose not to drive our Christian car. We choose to put those Christian car keys on the shelf and get that other car. And now, what if I called you home when you weren't driving my car? What if I call you home if you wasn't wearing my clothes? What if I call you home when you chose and I chose to do me and you chose to do you? What you got to say to me then? What would you tell me when you now had to be the knee that bowed? What would you tell me when you had to be the mouth that confessed? What would you tell me? Would you tell me I just needed a minute to set them, him, her straight, Jesus? I'm sure you understand. I know you understand. You know how those people are. What would you tell them? Well, I know what he'd tell you when you ask that, so don't be asking that question. He said, well, when they did that to me, I told Daddy to forgive them. All right, somebody. He said, when they were talking about me like they talking about you, Daddy told me to pray for them. I kept on my Christian clothes. And so I was trying to show you when I was down there for 3 years, how to act with Christian clothes and keep your Christian clothes on. He said, that's why I gave you that one verse that said, be careful sometimes what you say, because that tongue that's in your mouth can do some wicked things, can say some wicked things. It also, I said, that tongue in your mouth can murder. He said, so I'm letting you know right now, when you're putting on my clothes and you represent me, there's some things you have decided. You're not doing it because I told you don't do it. You're not doing it because I command you don't do it. You don't do it because I make you don't do it. You're doing it because you've accepted my clothes. Because you understand the value of my clothes. You understand that that Christian car is the most fantastic car driving this planet. You understand that the Christian keys are the most valuable keys you'll ever have in your pocket, in your purse, on your being. You understood that. And by you understanding and understood that, you now know you operate differently. And here's the thing. You see, the problem is, you keep doing what they do because you haven't separated yourself from them. And as long as you hang out with them, you're going to go and change clothes every now and then. Every time you go where they go, you're not going to want to drive my Christian car to that place, so you'll change cars. Every time somebody do you wrong, you want to change clothes and put those other clothes on because you know being a Christian ain't the way to operate at that time. And you don't want to operate as a Christian then. You want to operate like you want to operate. And so what is he saying? Why do you think that the definition specifically in one word means so much? One word means so much. So I can't have you singing a song about trying to get home. How many of y'all leave here trying to get back to your house? You know where your house is. You know that's where you headed. And that's what you're going to do, whatever, to get there. Whether you're in somebody else's car, whether you're on the bus, whether Uber takes you there, it don't matter. You know where you're going. So why are you trying to make heaven your home? That's because you won't change clothes. You're trying to make heaven your home. That's because you want to drive another car every now and then. You trying to make heaven your home, that's because you want to pull out separate car keys every now and then. That's for people who are trying. I'm going to try to do just enough to slip in the door. How many heard slip? You don't slip into heaven. No back door. So what is he saying? In these two verses, that's why I wanted you to read them. Am I doing this? That's what you read that verse. Am I doing this? Do everybody, wherever I go, know and see my mark? Am I in the right car? Do I have on the right clothes? Is my mouth saying the right things? My ears hearing the right stuff? That's another sermon. But you see, that's why he's saying your job, my mission, your mission is to do and live a life that will get other people saved. Your job is to say, I got a man that got some keys. Your job is to say, I know a man that can get you a car. I know a man that can get you some clothes. And you see, here's the kicker. The enemy don't want you to hear this. The enemy don't want you to change. The enemy wants you to know that what you're doing and how you've been doing it, all of that is okay. Because the enemy don't want your life to make a difference in somebody else's. Make sure you understand what I just said. Because if the folks you live with and around you don't see Christian clothes, don't see a Christian car, don't see Christian keys, the enemy going like, I ain't got to worry about you no more. Let me go find somebody who think they got on some Christian clothes. Let me go find somebody who think they driving a Christian car. Let me go find somebody who think they got Christian keys. That's who I got to work on. I ain't got to worry about you no more. I already got you. You living a life that don't represent that Christ you say you serve. So I ain't got to worry about you no more. You stay home when you want to stay home. You come when you want to come. You get there when you want to get there. I got you covered already. I don't worry about you. Let me worry about somebody else who's now saying they got the Christian car. Let me work on somebody who's saying they got Christian keys. Let me work on somebody who's saying they wearing the Christian clothes. That's who I'm working on. Yeah, I want them to flip. I want them to flip. How many of y'all have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Y'all quiet now. Oh, no. See, I wish I had recorded it. I ought to go back and play it back because it is on Audacity. When I first did it, y'all know what y'all did and said? When I first did it, I'm a Christian. You said it, you vocalized it, you raised your hand, but now after the sermon, Christ convict you. That's the end of my message. Christ convict you. He convict me. Christ convict me. Christ convict you. And the doors of the church is open.
As we stand to our feet, the doors of this church are open. This is the opportunity that Christ has provided for you, for each of us who are lost. If you're lost this morning, you need salvation. You need to find your way. If you'd like to give your life back to the life giver, we offer you this opportunity to come to Jesus just as you are. You can come by way of Christian experience. You can come by way of letter. Or you can come by baptism. But we encourage you to come to Jesus now. Is there one? What do I have to do? What do I have to say? And how do I have to walk? each and every day. Tell me, what does it cost if I carry the cross? So let me be a follower. We see that there are none, but we want you all to know that the doors of this church are always open. God bless you.
Real quick, nurses, can I see the nurses in my office? I didn't see, where did Gloria go? All right, nurses in my office, real quick, right after church. Thanks.
Somebody's hand make this world a better place. If you can, to reach out and touch somebody's hand, make this world a better place. If you can. And now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And touch somebody's hand, make this world a better place. If you can, go in peace, and may the God of peace go with you.